Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And today's guest on this edition of Meet the People of MCB is someone that everybody knows and everybody loves. And I'm looking forward to doing the interview today.
You bet. Miss Beverly Cascaden, summer camp chair and gosh, a few other titles that we won't get into, but welcome, Beverly.
Thank you. I'm really honored to be a part of this program that you've put together, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, you're kind of part of the reason that we started this. You and I were talking one day about somebody, and you said, I wonder how many people know that, and so we thought, well, we'll just start Meet the People and let them talk about themselves and maybe tell us some things that other people don't know about. So let's get started with you. Great. And your vision loss. So tell us about, I guess you're totally blind and how you lost your vision.
I am totally blind, but it was a gradual deterioration of the corneas. When I was 12 years old, I got a very rare skin disease called Stevens-Johnson syndrome that affects a mucous membrane, so my tear ducts were destroyed, and it just gradually deteriorated my corneas. But I am blessed. I got to see for several years. I finished public school, went on, took accounting in college, and drove for 7 years, and was a bookkeeper at an auto parts store. So I do feel blessed.
Yeah. So how long have you been without any sight?
For exactly 32 years.
32 years. Okay. Wow. And mm-hmm. You have been a member of MCB since when?
Do you remember? Gosh. 32 years. I would say it took me a while to find MCB. So probably more like 29 years ago is when I met Edna Freeman, and she invited me to a meeting, and the rest is history.
Wow. And you're a member of the St. Charles County Council of the Blind?
Correct. Yes, I am.
Okay. You've been I guess you served in every capacity in that affiliate, president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, gopher, everything, right?
You bet. You bet. Where the need is, I would jump in.
Yeah. Chip?
Well, Bev, I know that you've held a number of positions within your own local affiliate, but also on the state level. So why don't you share with us just a little bit about some of the positions that you've held on the state level, and which ones would you think that you've enjoyed the most?
Well, let's see, on the state level, I was elected public relations for a term, and that was different for me. It was exciting, but and I had to step out of my comfort zone a little bit with that, but I did it and got a chance to meet others and really emphasize the importance of Missouri Council of the Blind. I also was the chairperson for adaptive technology, the grant program that we have, and also with adaptive technology special interest group. That's been exciting too, to be a part of that very special organization. My love, though, is being the chairperson for a summer camp program and to see how rewarding that is and how it touches people's lives So that is where I am right now.
Why don't you give us an example of camp touching people's lives? I think you had a good example this past weekend, the extended weekend camp. Tell us, you know where I'm going with that. So.
Yes. You know, we did have a low number, but, you know, when you do have even a smaller number, you get a chance to get out and talk to everyone and get to know everyone. And we did have two new people that have never come to camp before attend. And one was a 32-year-old blind young lady who didn't know about a lot of the resources that's out there available. And she had an opportunity to talk to several of us and to see her just blossom within those 3 days. That just does my heart good, and the connections that we make. And her friend that was with her said that was so good for her to meet other blind people and see how we do things. So that meant a lot. And one other year we had a lady that came, and she told me that she would not have even thought that she could even do some of the things that she did, such as playing cards. You know, when we're using Braille, large print cards to play with, or playing washer toss or shuffleboard, any of those, she did not know she could do that until we made it available and adapted things so she could. So that's what we're there for, is to reach out and to help others.
Mm-hmm. And that happens quite often at almost every camp that MCB hosts, the week-long and the adult weekend camps. There's always somebody there that really is blessed by it and learns, and they just really love it. So you do such a great job, Bevan, directing the camp and leading that. So you also have been a director. You've been elected as director for MCB. And I don't know, was there anything else that you have served? What?
Yeah, I forgot about that. I was the affiliate representative on the board. So I've been on the board several years. Yeah. And even when I wasn't on the board, I still like to attend the meetings and still be a part of it and mm-hmm. stay in touch.
Yeah. Chip?
Yeah, I want to go back just a little bit, Bev. You talked a little bit about your vision loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those of us in the blind community that are blind, visually impaired, we have everyday challenges. So my question is there anything else besides your blindness that has been a challenge for you in your everyday life? I know, like, for example, in my situation, not only am I visually impaired, I'm totally blind, but I also have a moderate to severe hearing loss. So is there anything else maybe that that, you know, has you trying to overcome those challenges? And then also, along with that, what is it that you could really classify as something that has helped you to meet those challenges and overcome those challenges, whether it's something in the way of technology or some other something or another that has helped you to rise to the occasion and overcome some of those challenges?
Oh, wow. I tell you, what was very difficult for me is going through a divorce. And being blind, going through a divorce. And how am I going to even just get to the store to buy a gallon of milk? But I went to a class reunion, and a friend that I talked to, he said, "I know you, Bev, and you're going to rise to the occasion. You're going to be just fine." And that vote of confidence from someone who knew me since childhood really meant a lot. And, you can do just about anything you want to, and other than getting in a car and driving. But another friend here said, you know what, one of these days you might have that car, you know, mm-hmm. that drives itself.
That's
so
right.
We do live in an era that with a technology that has been so helpful. You know, my aunt was blind, and she didn't have all these opportunities that we have now. So we just live in such an awesome time period that we do have this assistance, and I'm blessed with my family too, that they're so good to me too.
Tell us about
so
your
you
family.
Look at what you do have.
Yeah,
well, you know, I have three daughters, and they were 3, 6, and 10 when I lost my sight. So I didn't have time to sit around for a pity party. I had to just keep going and figure out how I'm going to do it. But Katie lives close by to me here, and you might have heard her on the radio sometime here in the St. Louis area. She's got three little girls, too.
That's, and Katie Kay?
Yes, Katie Kay.
Okay, go ahead.
And then Suzanne, my middle daughter, she lives out in Kansas City, and she's a kindergarten teacher with two little ones, too. And thank heavens they're on the Amtrak route for me. I can just jump on Amtrak and get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then Allison, my youngest, she took off for Atlanta, Georgia with her husband, Danny. And there again, I could just get on the plane and fly down there.
Well, okay. And you have grandchildren?
Yep. Yep. Like I said, Katie's got three little girls, Charlotte, Kaylee, and Maddie, and they're 12, 11, and 8. And Suzanne's got Ellie's 10, and Jack is 8. So we finally got a little boy in there.
And Allison is still looking for one, right?
Yep.
You're not only involved in MCB, but you're involved in several other organizations. You want to list those and tell us a little bit of, you know, just a little bit about what you do with them or how you're involved with them?
Well, I really enjoy the book club, but that's been put on hold because of COVID meeting. So hopefully we can get back in the groove and meet again with book club. Then there's garden club, you know, here in Lake St. Louis that I'm involved with. And I tell you, those ladies just do not understand how I can do it, you know, without seeing. But I let them know that, hey, that's my garden therapy. Get outside. When you're on the computer, you know, get outside and get a little garden therapy in there. And a friend of mine was here today, and she looked out the window, and she said, oh, you've got a hummingbird out there. You know, so that just excites me.
Yeah.
And then Lions Club. I've been president of Lions Club, and I love that organization. You know, they reach out for areas of the vision loss to help people with glasses or vision obstacles. And Ambassadors of Lake St. Louis, it's another community service organization here at the lake. And I'm sure I'm, my church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
And what about TAVM?
And TAVM, oh my gosh, I cannot stop talking about TAVM. I'm really excited to be a part of that and to be there with Paul and Chip and Denny and all the people that we're getting involved with.
Mm-hmm. Then
getting
you also
that
have
up
your,
and going.
Your pontooners.
Oh yeah, I did forget about pontooners,
yeah.
Which is nothing more than a fun group, but it is fun.
Yeah.
You know, a good group of people, and there again I can share with them what I'm doing with TAVM and Lions Club. So
mm-hmm.
It's a network. You know, when you're in a community like this, we all network and help each other out.
And you are the host of a conference called Peer Support. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. You know, so many times I see a need for something more than just a business meeting, that a lot of the individuals that I've met through St. Charles Council or Missouri Council, they need to talk. They need to find a subject matter that is dear to them or what's a difficult obstacle to overcome. And I know we all can help each other with, yep, we've experienced that before, and here's how I've handled it. And I've said there's never a perfect answer for anybody on any of them, the issues that you have. What works for you may not work for somebody else, but we can share those ideas.
Mm-hmm. And you meet the third Monday of each month?
Third Monday of each month at 7 p.m.
And do you know do you know the phone number?
Yep, 218-548-8268, passcode 72222.
Yeah, okay.
Pound.
And anyone is welcome to call in on that, sighted or visually impaired, low vision, total. Because it's
absolutely
it's all about us, you know, about being blind, about people working with the blind, and just supporting each other, as the name implies, peer support. And I'm glad that you got that revived, and it's going pretty good. So we even had Chip on last time, so and he taught us a lot. He really did. Chip.
Yeah, Bev, as someone who is totally blind, you're so involved in so many different organizational type things. But what about Bev Cascaden? When you have time that you just like to do, you know, for Bev Cascaden, do you have any special hobbies or interests that you really have a passion and really enjoy that helps you to relax and not think about anything except what you're doing right then and there at the moment? What kind of hobbies or interests do you have?
Boy, that is an instant answer. I don't even have to think about that. Yoga is so good, you know, with our stretching and breathing and clearing your mind of anything else. Leave everything at the door, you know, and just relax, and how our bodies need that. And I really notice the older I get, the more the body needs that stretching. And it does help, you know, when I'm out doing the gardening to have that. Or that is the passion for me, is the yoga. And with the pandemic that we've had too, that's been stopped through my parks and recreation here. But I still try to discipline myself to do it here at home, and it always makes me feel better. So I would really emphasize the yoga. I did do it at camp a few times with others, and I only sent one person to the emergency room, but that's okay. It was fine.
How often do you do that?
I try to get it in at least twice a week, and it's hard at home. It really is hard. There's too many distractions, so I do try to find a time that I've got at least an hour. And I thought the other day, well, I might only get 30 minutes in. But before I knew it, it was 45 minutes, 50 minutes. And so I would really encourage people to just start by doing a few stretches and breathing. Take deep breaths in and blow it out and just forget about things that are bothering you and just focus on you.
I thought you was going to say the thing that you like to do is sit out on the deck drinking a glass of wine listening to the Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals.
After the yoga. You bet. Yeah, but sometimes I need to relax after that too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I understand why.
And I do like going out on my deck first thing in the morning with coffee and prayer time.
Mm-hmm. And you like reading books.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to...
You know, historical fiction is a thing right now that I'm into.
I enjoy also, really is. And I was going to tell this story on you, Bev.
about
you being out on the deck. She was out there one day, and she'd had trouble with stray cats and dogs coming around and digging in her flower bed and everything. And she was sitting out there, and she heard something coming through the leaves around her deck. So she got up and went to the railing and waited for it to get closer to her. As she heard it coming through the weeds, it got right up there to her, and she leaned over and waved her arms out, said, "Get out of here! Get out!" And it turned out to be the bug man doing the spraying around the deck.
He said, "I'll be done in just a minute, ma'am." And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were an animal."
There's so many things that I could tell about Beverly cascading, but I will pass on on the rest of them. Just share that. One other question we have for you: is there someone in your, since you've been blind, that has really been a help to you, a mentor that you would really that you really appreciate?
You know, there's so many people within MCB, but you know, Edna Freeman, she encouraged me to come to a St. Charles Council meeting, and I'd only been to like three of them, and she wanted to know if I would be president. and she got me involved with camp and the conventions, and that's all it took. I was hooked, and I could turn to Edna and ask her any piece of advice, and she was always so good to listen. And I think that is a huge trait for anybody, is to listen and be sincere to help others. Mm-hmm. So I would have to say Edna was my inspiration.
Yeah.
Well, Bev, you mentioned having been a part of the organization somewhere around 30 years. Is there any one, I don't know, there's probably more than one, but is there any one that really stands out in your mind that you think that you can share with everybody, that the one big change that that you've seen, or something dramatic that took place during your time as a member of MCB? Is there any one significant thing that really stands out in your mind that maybe you could share with the folks?
Within MCB that's taken place, I'd say losing the thrift stores. You know, we had mm-hmm. these thrift income coming in from the thrift stores, and that was going downhill. So, and I think that was a good publicity for Missouri Council across the state. So that was one of the most changes that really I saw impacted MCB. I'm so proud of all the programs and the committees that we have, and the progression that we have. It, you know, you have to have change, and boy, if we could get some more younger members in there, and I hate to think of it, but I'm one of the senior members
Chip,
now.
Okay, close it out.
Alrighty. Bev, I know that you're so involved with doing organizational types of things, and you've got your hobbies and interests, and you just appreciate your sharing all that with us today. Is there anything about Bev Cascading that you would like to share with everybody? Even if you'd like to start a rumor, that would be terrific. But is there anything about Bev Cascading that maybe people don't know anything about that you'd like to share?
You know, that's hard. I will share anything. I'm an open book. I don't have any hidden skeletons in the closet. but I will answer just about anything people want to ask. And
Well, you mentioned in the beginning you went to college. You have a degree in accounting, don't you?
Yes, I have an associate's degree.
Yeah, well, that's something people may not know.
In accounting.
Sure. Yeah.
And you know, when I was taking accounting, and I had to take Key Punch. I don't know how many people remember Key Punch, but I did that too. So,
and you know,
it was a good experience for me.
Yeah. And
do you
and,
have a?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Denny. Well, I'm just going to ask you real quick. Do you have a nickname that you often go by that maybe people don't know about?
Nana.
Nana. Yes, I answered it, Nana. But it's funny that my younger brother calls me Bevy. Mm-hmm. And so Melvin Smith would call me Bevy. And I go, oh, that reminds me of my brother. So...
And you know,
that's about it.
Bev, back in the beginning, you talked about the loss of your sight with the
Stevens Johnson syndrome.
Yes, it's Stevens Johnson syndrome. That's a very rare disease. But through MCB, you had met a couple of other people that had that same disease, and you were really. Borderline, you almost lost your life with that, didn't you, back when you were 12 years old?
I did, you know, and the doctor first told Mom and Dad that I had heat rash, and that evening I went into a coma, so they took me to Peoria Children's Hospital, and the doctors met my parents there at the emergency room saying, we don't know, but we think we can save her, you know. And I put myself now in my parents' place of what that's like, hearing that for your child, you know. But like I said, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I got to see. I know that I still have those sunset memories in my mind and stars. And hang on to those good memories that you have.
Yeah. Amen.
Good. Well, Bev, thank you so much for participating in this Meet the People of MCB, and really appreciate it. Is there any final closing remarks that you'd like to make?
Keep smiling no matter what the situation. There's something good going to come out of it. And I had a motto, it could be worse.
And you get what you get and don't throw a fit.
Absolutely. My granddaughter taught me that one from kindergarten.
All right. Thank you, folks, for listening to Meet the People of MCB. And if you have somebody that you would like for Chip and I to interview, you know, there's a lot of great people out there in MCB. So we want to hear from you as to who you would like for us to talk about, to talk to, and that you would like to learn more about. Give me a call at 636-428-1500 or Chip at
417-540-9703.
Thanks again for listening, folks, and be sure and listen the next time on Meet the People of MCB. You might even hear yourself. Thank y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.